from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That was quite a brain fart from Jason Dominguez in left field.
Yep. So
thank you. Because what a throw. That was actually an amazing throw.
Yeah. And the thing about this is, in the grand scheme of things, this game has no consequence. But
what? It was the greatest winning run of all time, Doug.
Come
it
on.
Was. ESPN just said it.
What a graphic up.
Yes.
His best loss because they went up. Yeah, right. Up the Yankees. There are losses, yes, and then there are losses.
That was
and,
loss of all time.
When the Yankees yes. lost last night, oh. It's one for the ages, and it'll go down as the greatest loss in the history of baseball.
Hilarious.
In New York.
So,
oh, don't get Doug to cry.
So, this team can be fun to watch now. That lineup that they had out there last night, Tigers PR put this out, and I find it really interesting. They tweeted out before the game, tonight's lineup features six players aged 24 or younger. It's the first time since May 25th of 2015 that the Tigers had six starters under the age of 25. Prior to that, it hadn't happened for the Tigers since September 30th of 1978. Okay?
Yeah.
So in 1978,
that was an exciting time.
That was,
man.
Whitaker and Trammell. And the next year they had Lance Parrish and
Jack Morris, and
they were starting to lay the foundation for what was a World Series team. The 2015 team didn't lay the foundation for anything.
No, which is interesting you say, because my first thought was that was a team, it was a playoff team, it was a good team,
mm-hmm.
but shouldn't that have worked well into the future when you're losing guys like Verlander and JD Martinez and Upton and Prince Field and all these guys you're losing, well, yep. Shouldn't you be getting younger and even adding to that mix? And obviously it didn't work out.
It didn't really become, it wasn't a thing. And so this, you know, you look at 78, it was the foundation laid for a World Series team. 2015, it really wasn't. But, you know, I could watch this group of kids scrap every night. Like and it's easy to say when you win. But, I mean, they got a ninth inning, bottom of the ninth, two-out base hit from Jace Young to tie the game. And then they get a Parker Meadows single in the 10th to win the game. All while, you know, having Scooble do Scooble things. And it was funny because I watched the Little League game, the Canada-Mexico game yesterday morning, because I knew the Tigers were arriving in Williamsport. And I knew what that meant. They would get on the buses. They would ride over the field, and the Tigers would get paraded out, and they, you know, mingle amongst the kids. They ended up showing shots of like Justin Henry Malloy in the dorms with kids.
Did ESPN just show the sheer disappointment on the children's faces because they weren't the Yankees?
No, they didn't.
Oh,
it's funny you say that, but Will Vest was dancing in the stands.
You know Aaron Judge.
Jace Young and Jake Rogers were playing ping pong in the dorms.
Yeah.
Jason Foley tried the cardboard box down the hill thing. Like, so it was kind of fun to watch the Tigers. There were some Tigers in the dorms playing video games with the kids. Like, they really did a nice job interacting with the little leaguers while there were games going on and the kids were in their uniforms and they were getting autographs and everybody was smiling and laughing. And it was just kind of cool.
Great, it's a great day.
It was kind of cool to see the Tigers unplugged, you know, going back to, you know, what it was all about. And then the Yankees showed up like an hour and a half later. And it was like, they were like, here come the Beatles. Like, that's how they treated it.
That's exactly what they said.
And
yeah, okay, it's got that atmosphere around it because the best player in baseball right now is, it might be Aaron Judge, and here he is, and he's larger than life because he's, you know, Frankenstein's creation there at 6'9" and 300 pounds and all that.
We know what it is, right? It's the biggest market in the game. They're a really good team. They got the best player. They got a bunch of stars. Got it. It's kind of what I expected. And I wasn't mad about it, but our scrappy group of kids went out and won the game.
Mm-hmm.
They won the game. And you know, Chase Young and Parker Meadows and guys made plays. And
Colt Keith and Parker Meadows combined for 6 hits last night.
Yep. And there's kind of, you know, this might be one of those days, like late in the game, okay? Remember, the Tigers are playing the Beatles.
Right.
And late in the game, the Tigers were up in the ninth, and they showed one of the Little League teams, and the Tigers were down a run in the bottom of the ninth. And one of these Little League teams, all the kids had their hats on like rally caps.
Mm-hmm.
They were rooting for the Tigers. When the Tigers tied it up, they had a shot down the third base line. We're behind because the stands are so close in that park that the tying run scores. And it was it Colt Keith? I think it was Colt Keith scored the tying run. Slides across the plate. And the kids behind home plate are going crazy. Now, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, these are impressionable young kids and a bunch of young Tigers that they've not heard of, but maybe young stars. Are they getting on board with the Tigers? Or, and I have to admit, part of that might be, or are they just happy because the game might go to extras? And when you're that young age, you want it to keep going and going and going.
Sure, it's part of that. But the other thing is that when you're in that proximity to major league players like that, and this whole event is just about the little leaguers and the two major league teams. Because outsiders aren't allowed there. That's it. The only people that are at the game are the little leaguers and their parents. So when they've had all day to kind of fraternize and mingle with these guys, it's pretty great. And if you can remember when you were a kid, and the first time you met, if you ever met a professional baseball player, how cool that was. Didn't matter how low on the totem pole that player
was. Doesn't matter at all.
If you met Stan Pappy in 1986, it was cool as hell.
Yep.
Even though nobody knows who the hell Stan Pappy was, if you met him, you do. You know, it's one of those things. So the fact that the Tigers have this young of a team and these guys are out there, so 10 years from now, let's hope that these guys hit, right? They end up being great players. These kids have that memory. Like, I remember when in 2024.
Dude, I met Tyler Holton.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. The great pitcher for the Tigers. You know, I met Colt Keith. I met Wenzel Perez or whatever it is. You know, Perez probably not there, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes. Anyway, the point is, on a night where we were the role player, we were the supporting actor, our team was the supporting actor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Our team kind of ruined the party by coming through and winning. And what was neat is with the young kids, Parker Meadows and Jace Young and Cole Keith, and these guys coming up with big hits and big moments. when they won the game, they flew out of the dugout, like pouring over the top with a youthful exuberance of, because guess what these Tigers are? They're also kids. They're just like the little leaguers. The Tigers are like, there's a bunch of Tigers that probably were going, hey, that's Aaron Judge, right? Doing the same thing the little leaguers are doing, and we won the game. And it's meaningless, but it felt really meaningful.
Well, and I'm watching afterwards, and I mean, they wrapped up their coverage pretty quick on that.
Yeah.
Which was too bad, because I thought it was kind of cool. Then they start going to a handshake line, which you never see during the regular season.
Nope.
And they're doing the handshake line because that's what you do in Little League. You shake hands with the other team. And they're going through that. And you could see, I wanted to see the interactions with Aaron Judge and the young Tiger players, you know. And it was, and Tarek Skubal and the Yankee players and things like that. It was just, it was a really cool day, a cool event. I'm glad the Tigers are part of it. It's so much sweeter. Like initially, you're like, oh, they're playing the Yankees. Oh, crap. ESPN on Sunday night, Tigers and Yankees. They're all about the Yankees. This is going to be nauseating. And it was nauseating until the end when the Tigers won. And then it's sweet, sweet victory. And it was amazing.
It was really a compelling moment for a Tiger team that history will probably largely forget, unless it truly is the beginning of the next group. And here's something that doesn't make any sense at all, but I want to have happen almost essentially for the rest of the season is use that lineup every night. With that many players, I mean, they could have Dylan Dingler catching instead of Jake Rogers, and Torque could be playing first. But seriously, if the lineup looks something like this the rest of the year, I'll probably watch more innings of a Tiger team that is out of it than I have in previous years, because this is the window to the future. And winning one game doesn't mean they're going to be good. It doesn't mean these guys are going to be good. But boy, you know, we always say play the young kids. People always say play the young kids.
Right.
This is what it looks like, and it looks even better when you trick around and win the game, right?
And they did last night. It looks great.
Well, I was just going to say that, like, play the young guys, and I want them to play young guys from here on out, but remember, they're not going to win every game.
Nope.
And there's going to be growing pains with playing the young guys. Everyone says play the young guys, but they don't realize when you play the young guys, there's going to be times they look like young guys. And last night when Carpenter and Torque, I think they messed up that fly ball. The announcer even said that's like Little League. Those moments might happen, and you're going to have to get through it right now because that's what young players are trying to get better at. Just little stuff.
248-539-9797. Little injection of life into the Tigers. I don't know how many fans felt it last night. And oh, by the way, is there more help coming? We'll get to that today at 11:31. More Champ and Chump votes. Get them in. 248-539-9797. Who should be singled out for having a great weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? We're running behind. Let's get caught up. If you send us a Champ and Chump vote via ticket text, we may read it next. So make sure you lock in here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.